AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Whether it's in traditional brick-and-mortar stores or online, a lot of people around the country are pushing to finish up that last-minute Christmas shopping.
Stores are pushing deals and incentives like free shipping for the final week of the holiday shopping season, as new numbers show people are so far spending at a bit of a slower pace than last year. Britt Beamer with America's Research Group says shoppers are holding out for better discounts.
They've seen none of those in a big enough way to get them shopping. So if retailers don't get on the stick this weekend and next week, they're going to see, they may become a retail museum versus a retail store at the end of Christmas.
I'm Sandy Kozell.
Getting that shopping done could be a challenge in some parts of the country. Bitterly cold temperatures continue to grip the upper Midwest. And from the Ohio Valley to New England, there's snow, ice, and rain making driving difficult. President Obama is defending his administration's response to Russian hacking before the election, saying there's no point in publicly calling out Vladimir Putin.
Part of why the Russians have been effective on this is because they don't go around announcing what they're doing. It's not like Putin's going around the world publicly saying, look what we did. Wasn't that clever. He denies it.
At the same time, he's warning Moscow the U.S. has the ability to launch similar attacks. In his final news conference, the president also questioned why some Republicans have failed to acknowledge just how serious the Russian threat is to America. There's a new agreement in Syria to resume evacuations from eastern Aleppo. Humanitarian cases are being allowed to leave to government-held Shiite villages. That's in exchange for the resumption of civilian and rebel evacuations from Aleppo. Those evacuations had been halted after a report of gunfire at a crossing point into the enclave. Meantime, the UN Security Council has held another emergency meeting on the situation in Aleppo. This is AP Radio News. The man Donald Trump has picked to become the next U.S. ambassador to Israel is raising some concerns at the U.N.
No one at the U.N. was discussing the selection of David Friedman to be U.S. ambassador to Israel, but from the tone of the conversation, the choice is not going down well. Friedman is a supporter of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed a Security Council session on the Israeli-Palestinian question.
Israel's settlement activity beyond the 1967 line is in flagrant violation of international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention.
Asked about Friedman later, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power demurred, noting, we have one president at a time. Warren Levinson, New York.
Drug overdose deaths have increased by a third in the past 5 years across the country. Some states have seen jumps of nearly 200%. Police in Hudson, New York, who responded to a call about an elderly woman who appeared to be dead in a car, did find a woman. She wasn't dead. Instead, she was a mannequin. The owner says he used her to help sell medical training products. I'm Diane Kepley, AP.